Well, today's episode is on all you need to know about eForm PAR 6 filing F.A.Q. SAG RTA has shared some points for the eForm PAR 6 filing FAQs. The PAR 6 form was notified by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, on 15 July 2020. The due date for filing the PAR 6 form by companies governed by the Rule 9A of the Companies Rules, 2014 was 13 September 2020, however, the MCA has extended the due date till 31 December 2020. So let's start. Q.1. What is Rule 9A? The Ministry of Corporate Affairs, through the notification released on 10 September 2018, introduced Rule 9A under Companies, Prospectus and Allotment of Securities, Rules, 2014. The said rule is concerned with the issue of securities in DMAT form by unlisted public limited company in India and became effective from 2 October 2018. Q.2. What is dematerialization? Dematerialization refers to the process of converting physical share certificates into electronic forms, which aims to enhance transparency, security, and corporate governance. Q.3. What are the various features of Rule 9A? Every securities holder of such a company must get their securities converted into DMAT form before they can transfer it to another person. Submission of reconciliation of share capital audit report. Security holders of the company shall file their grievances directly before the EPF authority. Q.5. What is PAR 6 filing frequency and due date? An unlisted public company is required to file 2 PAR 6 forms in a year for the following category of securities. Q.6. How to obtain ISIN? Any eligible company can obtain ISIN by filing a request with the concerned authority. If a company fails to obtain ISIN, they will be liable to pay a penalty under Section 450 of Companies Act, 2013, punishment where no specific penalty or punishment is provided. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at ta.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4727374. Thanks for listening.